This is Sunday morning, February the 24th, 2019. This is the Prophet's Corner. The title of this is called Shaking the Nation to Its Foundation. Prophet's Corner, Counting the Cost, we talked about Moses going in to deliver the people out of Egypt and how they spoiled the Egyptians. God literally shook Egypt to its very foundation. Well, I'm just going to begin to read here. Have been having a recurring dream, not sure how long. Seems like weeks, but maybe just days. In the dream, I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm in this, looks like a historic building. You know, all the buildings around there are old. And it's literally coming apart. It's like I'm here. I even see aqua, light aqua, color of the building. But it's like I see the dust. Just because it's shaking, you know, it's crumbling. It's like it's nearly crumbling around me. It's just, all right. I'm in this historic building. It's literally coming apart. It's being shaken. I can even see the dust emanating off of it. These buildings are coming down so that the Lord can expose the foundation, talking about the tunnels that run underground, and all over this nation where wicked men and women do abominations. It will be exposed. I saw kind of a meme, and it was President Trump, and he was lifting this building up like this, and he had this flashlight and was doing this, and underneath were like alligators, and, you know, it was a swamp. Don't know who said it from the Lord, possibly Mark Tater, that the Washington Monument will fall and crumble. It is a symbol of an erected penis, the Washington Monument. It's that big, tall tower. They're all over in different places, you know. Penis. It's a symbol of, you know, sexuality. And that the whole D.C. area is. It's all kinds of stuff, all everywhere, ingrained in everything. Okay, the Washington Monument will fall and crumble. Okay, this abomination runs so deep in this nation's capital. I will uncover, says the Lord, all the things the ungodly do in secret. Yes, what they have done in secret will be shouted from the housetops. Don't be surprised when you see D.C. crumble, spiritually and naturally. It is not even a part of the United States of America. Anyway, it is not a state. I'm going to, as I was preparing this, God said this to me. God honors the New York plan that was dedicated to him at the chapel at where Ground Zero is today. There was a chapel there by the Twin Towers that went down that was not hurt at all by, well, it was controlled demolition. When those buildings came down, it didn't hurt the chapel, but that is where George Washington and his cabinet went before God and dedicated the United States of America, and New York was the first capital of the United States. The shaking building is the USA and the church. That's what the Lord said to me. The shaking building is the nation, our government, and the church. Okay. This is federaljack.com, conspiracy no longer. I'm just going to read to you, because I've heard a lot of things about D.C., and so I just thought, well, I think it would be good for us to have a general knowledge of what I'm talking about. Popeye, it says here, since the Act of 1871 was established, the District of Columbia, we have been living under the United States Corporation, which is owned by certain international bankers and of Europe and Britain, the aristocracy, whatever that is. In 1871, the Congress changed the name of the original Constitution by changing one word, and that was very significant, as you will read. Some people do not understand the one word or two words difference in any legal document do make the critical difference, but Congress has known and does know this. 1871, February 21st, Congress passes an act to provide a government for the District of Columbia, also known as the Act of 1871. So they changed our capital from New York to D.C. God is saying, I honor New York. With no constitutional authority to do so, Congress creates a separate form of government for the District of Columbia, a 10-mile square parcel of land. D.C. is not big. When we went, I thought, it's just very small. I was just very shocked. Okay. The act passed when the country was weakened and financially depleted in the aftermath of the Civil War. I told you Lincoln borrowed money, you know, from the Europeans, the aristocracy or whatever you call that. It was a strategic move by foreign interests or international bankers who were intent upon gaining a stronghold on the coffers and neck of America. Congress cut a deal with the international bankers, specifically the Rothschilds of London, to incur a debt to said bankers. Because the bankers were not about to lend money to a floundering nation without serious stipulations, they devised a way to get their foot in the door of the United States. So when I tell you, you know, when I said what I did about the economy, is not what we're being told, even though that's to keep up a good favor until things can be resolved. All this is about getting our republic back. From the Queen of England. The Act of 1871 formed a corporation called the United States. The corporation, owned by foreign interests, moved in and shoved the original Constitution into a dustbin. With the Act of 1871, the organic Constitution was defaced, in effect vandalized and sabotaged. When the title was capitalized and the word for was changed to of in the title. The Constitution of the United States of America is the Constitution of the Incorporated United States of America. It operates in an economic capacity and has been used to fool the people into thinking it governs the Republic. It does not. Capitalization is not significant when one is referring to a legal document. This seemingly minor altercation has had a major impact on every subsequent generation of Americans. What Congress did by passing the Act of 1871 was create an entirely new document, a constitution for the government of the District of Columbia, an incorporated government. This newly altered constitution was not intended to benefit the Republic. It benefits only the corporation of the United States of America and operates entirely outside the original constitution. That's why they just keep getting richer and fatter, the people poorer. Instead of having absolute and unalienable rights guaranteed under the organic Constitution, we the people now have relative rights and privileges. One example is a sovereign's right to travel, which has now been transformed under corporate government policy into a privilege that requires citizens to be licensed. This is what happened. This is when, you know, all the birth certificates and all this regulation started. By passing the Act of 1871, Congress committed treason against the people who were sovereign under the grants and decrees of the Declaration of Independence and the Organic Constitution. So really, two governments have been operating for a long time. One just Obama and the deep state, a shadow government. It's been going on for a long time. Okay, let me see. Now, I'm going to read a couple of points here. Some people brought up some good things. We were talking about the Vatican. February 2, 1871, the biggest treason act in history created the corporation called the United States. The flag of this foreign entity is the red bar with three red stripes above on a white background. Now, a lot of the flags, we don't have one in here, will have fringe on them and different things. It means we're a corporation. When that braid and stuff comes off that flag, it means we're a republic again. The Vatican, the crown, and the wealthy few conspired to rob the nation. The organic Constitution was counterfeited and called the Constitution of the United States, not the Constitution for these United States of America. Unalienable rights became inalienable. Articles became amendments. There's a lot of amendments to the Constitution. These congressional criminals sold out America into the British bastards that were already kicked off our backs. Through many more acts and frauds, the British Regency attorneys have ushered in statutes and equal admiralty law of the sea on our land. Now through fraud, deception, secret adhesionary contracts, we have gone from total freedom to complete slavery and call voluntary servitude thanks to the UN-ratified 14th Amendment. I wrote up here about the Vatican. All roads lead to Rome. Yeah. Now you understand what the Lord's saying here about New York and about what he recognizes and what he does not recognize. All right. Satan's plan is the corporation. Follow the money, honey. God's plan is a sovereign nation. One nation under God. Okay. Our political so-called leaders took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States. If they violate that oath, then their words are as worthless as they are. Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution clearly states that only the Congress can coin money. Only Congress can coin money. To coin money, regulate the value thereof in a foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. In stark contrast to this statement, the Federal Reserve Bank is owned and run by private individuals and international bankers. Now, that's what's happening right now. President Trump has tried to take down the Fed. Mention the Federal Reserve, and most people, including Americans, will think they are talking about the financial arm of the U.S. government. Right before John F. Kennedy was killed, he had issued a new silver standard, and they didn't like that, so they had him killed. That assumption, however, would be well off the mark. The Federal Reserve is, in fact, a private company. The name Federal Reserve was carefully chosen and designed to deceive Americans into believing they were part of our government, when in fact it is privately owned by international bankers in direct violation to Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. The Fed controls the interest rate. If they want things to be, they just decide, okay, we're going to hike the interest rate up. Now we're going to drop the interest rate. It's like puppets on the string. They control the economy. These international bankers have the power at the United States Treasury to print money by simply adding ink to worthless pieces of paper. There's nothing backing our money. If we need more money, they just print more money, but they have nothing to back it up with. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913 was slipped through Congress during the Christmas break with the majority of its members absent. The bankers elected to fund Woodrow Wilson's attempt to gain the presidency of the United States in return for his continuing support of the Fed. After his election to the presidency, Woodrow Wilson passed the Federal Reserve Act only to later commit, "I have unwittingly ruined my country." I think he's the one that Kenneth Copeland was talking about on his deathbed. "I've ruined a nation." There are a great many commentators who believe that U.S. presidential candidates are now carefully selected and funded by the Fed so that they can guarantee that every new president will be sympathetic to their cause. The last five, the evil 32 or whatever Mark Taylor called it. The Federal Reserve is self-serving and privately owned in violation of the Constitution, charging interest on illegally printed money, money printed from nothing. In America, on June 4, 1963, a virtually unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to basically strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power and to loan money to the United States federal government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, President Kennedy declared that the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank would soon be out of business. 5 months later, a United States president, President John F. Kennedy, was murdered. Even without Executive Order 11110, the Constitution is the law of the land, and that is all that is needed to throw these frauds out and make them pay back everything that they have stolen for the last 100 years. Your income is taxed to pay the Federal Reserve what they charge for printing money that is illegal and unconstitutional in the first place. Income taxes are unconstitutional. Originally, income taxes were illegal because the Constitution required all taxes to be appropriated among the states proportioned to their populations, not their incomes. The 16th Amendment, which permits federal income taxes, was not ratified in the same language by 3/4 of the United States or required by the Article 5 of the Constitution, is therefore invalid. Their approved wording was different in different states, and therefore they ratified different amendments. Is income tax un-American and illegal? Yes. The courts refused to cast down the 16th Amendment, even though it was not legally ratified. In 1913, the 16th Amendment to the Constitution was supposedly adopted. This amendment is known as the Income Tax Amendment. Actually, it did not repeal the existing constitutional provisions relating to taxes and thus creating no new taxing powers. Furthermore, as proved by the exhaustive research of Bill Benson and Red Beckman, the alleged amendment was not properly approved by any of the 48 states then in existence, much less than by the required three-fourths of them. So the 16th Amendment was never ratified. Their book, The Law That Never Was, gives the details of their findings. The bottom line is that the income tax has been a massive fraud from the onset, totally lacking in a legal basis. Okay, I know this is a little long, but we're nearly done. Just a minute. The Federal Reserve is also a monopoly. I was thinking about Amazon. They've pretty well ruined small businesses, places like that. The Federal Reserve is also a monopoly in a country where monopolies are supposed to be illegal. The IRS deposits people's income tax checks directly to the Federal Reserve banks, not in the United States Treasury. Therefore, the IRS, an unconstitutional entity, is merely the collection agency for the international banksters. In other words, they're just a bunch of crooks. Over the years, the IRS has become a tool of the elite banking families to financially attack and or imprison people who expose the Federal Reserve. It is also a tool used by DC elite to attack people who expose government corruption. I don't remember how many years ago, I think we might have even been in the other house, the Lord told me one day, the most evil institution on the face of the earth is the IRS, because the root of evil, or the love of money, is the root to all evil. Okay, hath given forth upon usury and hath taken increase, shall he then live? He shall not live. He hath done all these abominations. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. That's Ezekiel 18:13. These frauds made our money worthless, so invest in LEAD, L-E-A-D, I don't know what that is. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I don't believe people should be able to own guns. That's Barack Hussein Obama. Spoken like a true communist. Here's the communist goals. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Acts 5:29. Then Peter and the apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Luke 22:36. He said to them, but now if ye have a purse, take it, and also a bag, and if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. Almost every aspect of our society and almost every government agency has been hijacked by communist hypocritical frauds who belong in prison or better yet, rotting in hell. The number murdered by communist regimes or organizations in the past 100 years stands at roughly 120 million. Karl Marx once wrote that the goal of the communists was to, quote, enter into men's minds and cast down God from his throne. Now you see the importance of this ministry. Matthew 12:31, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be given unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. Jeremiah 50:16, cut off the sower from Babylon, and him that handleth the sickle in the time of harvest, for fear of the oppressing sword that shall turn every one to his people, and they shall flee from every one to his own land. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How has Babylon become a desolation among the nations? All right, that's what the Lord's talking about in Revelation about Babylon, this system. Jeremiah 50:14-15, put yourselves in array against Babylon round about, all ye that bend the bow, shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she has sinned against the Lord. Shout against her round about, she hath given her hand, her foundations are fallen. That's the Lord's saying in this dream. Her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance upon her, and she hath done, do it unto her. All nations can pass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. Revelation 18:21, and the mighty angel took up a stone like a millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus will violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. The city where the horse sits is Rome, the city of seven hills. So The Lord is describing to us what he has seen from his perspective. Okay. The true dedicated capital dedicated to me by your first president, George Washington, is New York. D.C. is a cesspool of corruption, and that swamp is being drained, and the USA will be free again under its original constitution. Men and women who have served Baal will fail. I have had enough, and they will no longer prevail. Never forget this about my little ones. I am rescuing and avenging my little ones. I thought about Epstein Island. Epstein Island has, it looks like a big palace thing, and evidently that's the some kind of temple to some god. And underneath, when they went in, they found all these tunnels and all these cages where they kept these little children in these cages. The executive order of the president, Donald J. Trump, January 21st, 2017, the seizure of all property and money of these who hurt my children. Every obelisk will crumble and fall. Every foundation not laid in me will be shaken. I am purging the land just like the purging of Egypt. A new day, a fresh start, freedom like you've never known before. We've never known it. We've been in bondage all this time, not known it. Stay strong. Don't be alarmed by what you see, for it is me making everything right, a nation with me at its foundation. Okay, this is kind of on a personal note, but it applies to us. I am rearranging my church also. Where there has been no room for you in the past, there will be room made for you, and you will fit. I'm doing this in my church, shaking and upheaval in my church, just like in the nation. Your gift will make room for you, and you will stand before great men. A new church, a church and a nation working hand in hand to fulfill my plans. My kingdom come, my will be done in my church and in the United States of America. When I fit you in your place, you will be secure. It is your place, your room, your time. When the Lord said it, it was like, don't think about them or what they did. It's like it won't even be remembered. It's just like, this is your place now. This is your time. You're not trying to compete with somebody else. You're not trying to. And that's good, because what I shared previously about what the Lord tells you to do, don't let the old prophet come up and tell you, well, no, you need to do it this way. Mm-hmm. Say, no, the Lord said I better do it this way, so I better do it this way. Just as I gave Moses a commission to set my people free, I'm giving you and those with you the same commission. Just as I talked with Moses, my servant, face to face, so I will and do speak with you face to face. Face to face, no hidden meaning, just black and white, 5-5. Loud and clear, clear comms. That's a military term, 5:5. Just as I laid the plan to Moses beforehand, I will lay it out for you. Just as I took Moses by the hand and led him, so will I lead you. I am replacing the leaders of my nation, your nation. I'm replacing my church leaders with new leaders. I'm placing David's in place of Saul's. Get a hold of that after everything I've shared through all this. No more cover-up. No more sweeping things under the rug. Out of sight, out of mind, they say. But I say, what has been done in secret shall be shouted from the housetops. Prepare yourself. Some things will be hard to hear. and bear, but it is necessary for my total purging and cleansing of my church and my nation. Just remember this, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, and there are more with you than are with them. Victory.